And of course, difficulties will arise. There might be emotional things that come up, anxiety or worry, for example. And so you can use the breath, breathing in, calming, breathing out, calming, so that you're just helping the body settle and the mind. So you're not abandoning the breath to go be with the anxiety, but you're not excluding the anxiety either. So it's recognizing it's there and just calming, caring, or even breathing in, caring, breathing out, caring. And the same with the same kind of way taking care of the body if you have, you know, physical discomfort. If there's restlessness, you recognize that, whatever it is, and oh, you know, you're also taking care of that, calming. If there's sleepiness and drifting and drowsing, breathing in awake. You know, so you can use the breath creatively to be with whatever the hindrance is here. Maybe doubt arises. Oh, I know breathing in. I know breathing out. At least I don't have doubt about that. You know, so that there's taking care of the difficulties that arise. And then patience. Some people's minds are that concentration comes really easily to them. That's just their biology. And others of us are more ADD types. You know, and there's a range in between where it's difficult to collect the mind in. So if that's true for you, not judging it, just knowing, oh, this is the mind, and we're just gently training. We can still build some stability, however the mind is. It's just knowing our mind and what works for us. But I'm curious, how many people have difficulty? I know it's the first sit of the morning, but how many people had a lot of wandering and distraction? Yeah, so it's normal for that to happen, and to remember that you've heard the old analogy, it's like rubbing sticks to build a fire. Each time you come back to the breath and connect again, you're gradually building concentration. And sometimes if you're on a long retreat, you can have several very scattered sittings, but you keep coming back. And then all of a sudden you come into the hall and sit down, and boom, there you are, very present. And so it's an accumulation process, to not to be discouraged if you have a lot of distraction. It's more like, oh, this is how it is this morning, is distracted. How many people found they easily got settled? Anyone? Yeah. So some people that's true for too. So you appreciate that, but not assume the rest of the day will be like that, because it changes. And so the more we recognize it changes, the less upset or frustrating it is. Just being patient with gently coming back. So we're going to have a discussion group, but are there any questions that you'd like to ask before we break to walk? Okay, so walking practice really supports collecting and stabilizing the mind, because it's another way of keeping remembering here, now. And some people find it easy, because you're actually doing something, to follow the sensations in the body. And so do use the walking period to move. And whenever you get distracted, you can stop. Oh, here I am. And the next moment is a fresh start. So if you know, think of it as fresh start all the time, you're not going back into, oh, I've been lost all morning. You know, it's, oh, I'm beginning here. And start again. One thing I like to do sometimes if I'm quite distracted is I'll make a resolution. Okay, I'm going to see if I can get to the other end of my path and stay present, and I have five lives or three lives or whatever give myself, and each time I wander off I lose a life. You know, it's a little game. But it helps. So be creative. Think of it as this is an exploration, it's game, it's not heavy. You know, we're training our minds, and have fun with it. And see and notice, what is it that takes me off? You know, sometimes there's some big thing going on in our lives and we keep going to that. And if that's true, stop for a moment. How do I feel in my body? Oh, there's sadness here. Or there's creativity fit here, whatever it is. Yes.
Yesterday you used the terminology to avoid unuseful habits.
Yeah.
Could you expound on that a little bit more? That's whenever you have thoughts about things in your life, I presume.
Well,
trying to avoid these.
Well, say one obvious habit that many people have is they judge themselves. And so when you notice that, letting it go. Or if you judge the judging, you notice that. So you're training the mind not to judge yourself, creating a new habit. So if every time you wander off, you go, oh, shoot. Instead, oh, welcome back. So you're retraining to be some kind of way of coming back with a positive thing rather than bad. That would be one example. Yeah, so it's shifting from something that you know doesn't work for you.
Moving away from negative.
Yeah, or maybe you're seduced by fantasies. And that is, it's pleasant, but it's not really leading to clear thinking. It's avoidance, right? So every time you see a fantasy, say at first you're lost in it, and then you go, oh, seduced, and you come back. This is a note that Joseph Goldstein used to use, and I like it. And so you see a fantasy appearing, and you're about to go into it, about to be seduced. Oh, not seduced. And you come back. Or you wander off into some other creative fit. You know, oh, you're going to describe the whole of what happened yesterday to somebody else and you're rehearsing in your head. You know, oh, seduced. Here.
Stay in the present.
Yeah. Okay, so let's...